Hello, everybody. 我是木木，
我是你们的美国朋友 DJ。
欢迎收听这一期的
早安英文。
美国的低储蓄呢，一直是一个谜一样的存在。那么今天呢，我们就要和 TJ 谈一谈，为什么美国人不爱存钱，以及美国人的金钱观到底是怎么样的呢？都说美国人的消费观和中国人有着很大的区别，不知道美国人有没有存钱的习惯呢？ I always wondering that do you Americans have the habit of saving?
I wish I could save money back in the US. The fact is, a lot of times people live paycheck to paycheck. It's expensive living in America, but if you're one of those lucky middle class people with proper budgeting, you can save and people like to do it.
TJ 告诉我们呢，其实他们也是很想存钱的，但是就是这样生活在一个月又一个月的工资里，其实我们也是一样啊。但是如果你是一个幸运的中产阶级的美国人，没有好的预算计划，存钱这事儿你就别想了吧。那么对于存钱这个问题呢，一些美国人又抱着怎样的态度呢？ Then what is your attitude towards money?
Money is a strange thing, Mumu.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Think about it. The more you have, the more responsibility you have to do the right thing.
Yes, you're right.TJ 告诉我们呢，其实谈到金钱哈，其实是一个很奇怪的事情。你有的越多，那么意味着你要承担的责任也就更多了。
You can't blame me now.
I won't blame you.
Well, good, because you can't blame me for not helping children in Africa get clean water. But if I was a billionaire and I didn't put any of my money towards a worthy cause like that, it could only mean that I was a bad...greedy, disgusting, awful human being. Any rich people listening out there, you hear me? Do you?
好了，我们 TJ 开始特别激动了。TJ 告诉我们，你们不要怪我，不给那些可怜的，甚至不能喝上一口干净水的非洲难民们捐款。毕竟他不是一个千万富翁。如果你是，你却不做一些慈善的事情的话，那你就是一个不好的、贪婪的。恶心的可恶的人 TJ 还希望那些有钱的人呢能够听到他的呐喊，没想到 TJ 还是一个正义之神呢。今天呢，我和我的美国朋友 TJ 聊了聊为什么美国人不爱存钱这个问题。如果你想在微信评论专区和我以及 TJ 一起来互动，或者你想获得更多英文学习笔记，
请微信搜索光卓早安英文。
早安英文。最近呢，我身边又有朋友在抱怨信用卡的账单又寄过来了，看到之后感觉整个人都不好了。但是我相信关于信用卡这个话题，美国人应该更有发言权吧。 I heard the American credit card is quite developed. How to go about owning a credit card? Does it need some requirements?
It used to be really easy to get a credit card even with no spending limit on it.So that's one of the reasons so many people wound up losing their houses and their cars, so on and so forth. I personally have never owned a credit card, so I wouldn't be able to answer too many specific questions on how to get them.
Really? Why?
Why? I don't want to wind up in debt for the rest of my life. That's why. Credit cards are evil. They make you think you've got more money than you actually have.
Actually, I don't have credit card too.
That's good.
TJ 告诉我，在美国要免费办一张信用卡简直就是不费吹灰之力，关键是这信用卡还没有信用额度。这就是为什么很多人因为一张卡丢了自己的房子呀、车子呀。所以 TJ 说他自己绝对不会办信用卡，所以他也分享不了更多关于信用卡的一些具体的问题了。很多人都说呢，信用卡就是花未来的钱享受现在的生活。对于这个观点，我不知道 TJ 有怎样的想法呢？ Some say credit card is to spend tomorrow's money on today's dreams. What do you think of that saying?
I think that's a great way to put it. I don't see why people can't just wait. Everyone's always dying to get the newest thing. Here, give this a try. Don't be a boring, stupid, pathetic excuse for a man, and you won't need a $100,000 Porsche to get a girl to look at you. Really burning the rich people today.
Fortunately, I'm not the rich people.
I don't really like rich people.
好，现在呢 TJ 又非常的激动和亢奋，他告诉我们呢，人们都想接触非常新鲜的事物。你试着想一下，你想要成为这类人吗？这样愚蠢可怜的，为了让一个女孩看你一眼而不惜花$100,000买辆保时捷的人吗？ TJ 说这期节目他可能会激怒一些有钱人啊，但是 TJ 还是要说他就是不喜欢 有钱人。其实我觉得呢，其实每个人的跟个人的品质有关系了。我们知道现在有很多人都会去美国买一些奢侈品，那么不知道 TJ 怎么看待这个现象呢？Have you noticed that there are a lot of Chinese that go to the United States to buy luxury goods? What do you think of this behavior?
Well, there's no need to go to America to find luxury goods. I'm right here, ladies. No, but seriously, you Chinese girls really like American makeup. That is what you mean by goods, right?
Makeup?
Maybe. Yeah, that is what you mean.
那 TJ 觉得根本就没有必要去美国买一些奢侈品。但是呢，中国的女孩都特别喜欢买一些啊美国的化妆品呀之类的。但是除了化妆品呢，其实她们也想买一些包呀、表呀这样的奢侈品，想了解一下美国人是怎么样看待这些奢侈品牌的。Yeah, but except for makeup, they once buy a lot of luxury goods like bag, watch, etc. Does Americans value brand a lot?
Brands?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Why would you say that? I mean, just because I'm wearing an Apple Watch while talking on my Apple iPhone, while surfing the web on my Apple computer, and listening to music on my Apple iPod, while reading a book from my Apple iPad, you somehow think we Americans value brands? I'm insulted.
好啊，我们的美国朋友 TJ 又激动了。如果呢，他说啊，如果因为我带着 Apple Watch, 用着 iPhone 来打电话，用着Mac 来浏览网页的话，用 iPod 听歌，用 iPad 看书，你们就认为美国人就是一个注重品牌的国家吗？ TJ 瞬间感觉自己被侮辱了。现在很多的中国人呢都沦为了房奴，房子太贵，奋斗一辈子就为了一套房子。我想问问 TJ 对于中国现在这个现象有什么看法呢？
Life in China means that most of us are in the struggle to own a house because prices are really high. What do you think?
I'll say it like this. I've never lived in a house that was owned and stayed owned by the family that bought it.
Really?
Yeah, houses are stupid expensive, and they're usually the first thing that's taken if you can't climb out of debt.
Yes, you're right. TJ 说呢，他可能是不会买房了。他觉得负债的时候，房子呢，是第一个会被夺走的东西。其实我觉得说的有点道理。作为一个传统的中国人，我还是觉得拥有自己的房子还是可以给我带来很大的安全感，并且呢，你还可以把房子弄得很温馨，不是吗？那么，美国人是更愿意买房子还是愿意租房子呢？
Do Americans prefer to rent or buy a house?
Well, I think Americans prefer to buy a house, but then again, I prefer to make $1 million a month. What I prefer and what actually happens are two different things.
好 ,TJ 告诉我们呢，我认为美国人是愿意买房子的啦，只是更希望自己能够做一个一个月收入百万的人。当然 ,TJ 也明白，理想很丰满，现实很骨感。哈哈哈。
Okay, then, that's for this episode. TJ, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Try to be a little nicer to the rich people.
Nicer to rich people? When has a nice person ever been
okay,
rich
well,
to me?
Okay, well, TJ, 不要激动，不要激动，不要激动，可以吗？冷静一点。如果你希望查看更多的英文学习笔记，请微信搜索关注
早安英文。
另外，我们的热血教师成长计划课程已经上线了，限时特惠中，600元就能从零基础学到高级以及商务英语课程。如果你想了解更多课程信息的话，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字一。我是木木，下期见，拜拜。
下期见，
拜拜，
拜拜。
Great.